and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a recap of Panorama's recently released report, 2014 Clash of the Titans. This is an independent comparison of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics. This groundbreaking analysis deploys survey information from more than 400 recent implementations to objectively determine the pros and cons of the three leading Tier 1 ERP vendors. I'm going to be speaking with January Polk, Senior Manager of Organizational Change and Business Process Management Services, and also Chris DeVault will be joining us, Manager of Vendor Relations at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January helped design and analyze the report, and Chris works closely with these three vendors daily, so we're pretty excited to have him here with us to provide even more insight into the findings. January and Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Great to be here, Chris. Thanks.
Well, let's get right into it. First of all, tell us a little bit about the history of Clash of the Titans at Panorama.
Sure. As you know, Panorama is an independent vendor-neutral ERP consulting company. And So one of the benefits that we feel we bring our clients is our qualitative, quantitative, and wholly objective analysis of all the vendors and solutions in the market. The first Clash of the Titans report was issued back in 2011. And the different reports use survey data collected on our website and from insight from our ERP consulting expertise like Chris here to provide a holistic comparison of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics.
Okay. Chris, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think the report is a great unbiased look at the three different ERP systems. Each one is unique in itself, and the report really does provide some good information as it relates to implementation services from the different ERP vendors.
Tell our listeners, how do you go about getting